Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God, and they make you aware of the things that are unique and special about your Creator. And we use the Creator clock to help you remember the Lord's essence. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 11 o'clock, and today's Bible lesson is God is omnipotent. So what? Well, we've learned quite a bit about God taking our tour of the Creator clock. We know that at 10 o'clock, God is sovereign. Psalm 103:19 says, "The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all." And the so what of a sovereign God is that it is great to know that the one being with the most supreme, who is the most supreme in influence and the supreme in authority, who loves us unconditionally, can accomplish anything in us, anything through us, and anything for us. At 11 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is omnipotent. And what does that mean exactly, that God is omnipotent? It means that the Lord Jesus Christ is powerful. In fact, he has all the power. All the power over all things, all the power at all times, all the power in all ways. Job chapter 42, verse 2 says, "I know that you can do all things, Lord, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted." No being in the universe is more powerful than our God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning, not a beginning, the God, God the Son, created the heavens and the earth." It's confirmed in John chapter 1, verse 3, which says, "All things came into being through God the Son, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being." Back to Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, "The earth became formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and then God the Holy Spirit was moving over the surface of the waters. And then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." Now that's power. That's more power than any electric company. Psalm chapter 33, verse 6 says, "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all of the heavenly hosts were made. He spoke the earth and the universe and all creatures into existence from nothing." Our powerful God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has the power to do anything. He has the power to create. He has the power to protect. He has the power to raise people from the dead. He has the power to lay down his life and take it up again. He has the power to thwart his enemy's plans. Our powerful God, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is powerful enough also not to do certain things. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 and 18 say this, "In the same way God, desiring even more to show the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of his purpose, interposed with an oath," Hebrews 6:18, "so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge would have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope he has set before us." Our powerful God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is powerful enough not to lie. And that's pretty special because we know that we can count on his word. Our powerful God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has the power to heal. That comes in really handy when we have health conditions that the medical community has no answer for. Our God has the answers, and our God has the power to create what many think of as miracles to change the condition of our health. Through the power of prayer, we have seen God heal many friends who have had cancer and many other serious medical conditions over the last few years. When I think about our God and his power, many Bible verses come to mind, but also what comes to mind is a song from the movie Aladdin. And it's the song, "Friend Like Me." And it says, "Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is just like that for us. We know we can count on him, and we know that he can do anything. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10 say this, "Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me." There is a divine solution for every human problem. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, "Therefore, I am well content with my weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, that's when I am strong." TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 11 o'clock. God is omnipotent. Count on your powerful friend to handle anything that is troubling you. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.